I am just coming on, as you know, like almost all of my episodes, unless they're guest episodes, are mostly unscripted. I don't have a script. I don't like to have a script. I tried that. It just didn't really feel real to me. And I think this is just a place to be real when there's so much out there that whether we're wearing masks, whether we are just showing a certain part of our life, whether we hide our opinions and our beliefs over fears of what others think or over fear of confrontation. And I feel that especially the online space, is really, really shifting now. Where yes, at the same time, we're showing realness and authenticity and people are being more of themselves, but there's also still so much fakeness. And I think that's why I love in-person connection, because you're able to really feel the person's energy. You're able to have a different type of conversation. You're able to see who you connect with and who you don't connect with. And I think that's where, I think that's like the next step in the evolution of a human, is to really just put yourself more in the rooms that stretch you, more in the rooms where you feel like you don't belong, more in rooms where you are going to be collectively thinking in a different way than you normally think. And it has to be very intentional, where you get to choose, you know, who you want to surround yourself with. I mean, I'm in the middle of celebrating the Jewish holidays. It's a month full of holidays, which I so love because it does give that time for reflection and it gives that family time. But also at the same time, you're like, this feels good. This doesn't feel good. These people don't make me feel good anymore. And as much as like we always say that, well, we work on ourselves and we look at the self reflection and no one has the power to make us feel a certain way, environment does play such a big role. Where you go, who you spend your time with, what is in your environment, in your space, it does play a huge role in just the way you show up. And I've gotten so good at really just observing things and not really trying to prove a point anymore. And I think that feels so good. Like certain conversations, just, you know, not interested. And part of me feels like, well, that doesn't, you know, I don't know if that's the right way or the wrong way, but it just what serves me. And like I said, environment plays such a big role. Like think about it. When you are trying to eat healthier or take care of yourself and you can have all the goals and all the mindset, and then if that certain food or, you know, item is in your environment, you will have to say no 100 times until you just say, you know what, forget it. Like, fuck it. I don't care. Versus if you just say no once at the store and not bring it, you're only saying no once versus having to willpower your way through it. So environment does play such a big role in who you're becoming, in who you surround yourself with, and even the choices that you make. So there's a time and place where like you can control so much. Like what can you control? What the choices that you make. But then there's also a place where there's certain environments that you can't control. And that also just plays a role. So just to like give just some awareness. But I did come on. This is why I don't love scripts, because I love to just go like off the cuff. I think that makes it more, just makes it more real. But what I really came on to talk about today was seeing what is right in front of you. So as I was talking about, the Jewish holidays are here. So my schedule is a little bit different and I tend to get very overwhelmed. And I feel stressed. So, which I feel like everyday life is just, you know, stressful, but I really have a good way of managing that. But the overwhelm where we feel that we have this vision and we have these certain things that we want to create or we want to achieve. And then the overwhelm comes in because we're like, oh my gosh, this didn't, you know, life happened and so many things just come up and we're like, okay. And then we have that quiet day when we're like, okay, what should I do first? And I'm talking specifically in regards to our professional life, where we can get caught in this overwhelm cycle when really so many of the answers are just right in front of us. And I just got off this call. And I find that every week there's like a certain theme. There's a certain theme that things connect, conversations that you have, things that you read, things that come up. There's really like a certain theme that comes up. And this week's theme, quote unquote, feel is like, looking at what's right in front of you, like the opportunities that are right in front of you, that God places in front of you. And we want to just go 30 steps ahead when the first step is basically emailing someone that has emailed you, or recording this podcast, or getting back to someone, or a solution to a problem that you've been just circling around for months. Sometimes when we take, well, most of the time, I would say, when you take that pause and you feel this overwhelm, and that can look like, that looks different for anyone. So I can just sit here and be like, okay, the actionable tips are to do 5 things you're grateful for, 5, but you ultimately have to come up what works for you. Is that taking a walk? Is that prayer? Is that writing things, 5 things you're grateful for? Is that breathing? Like, what will make you center and ground yourself to get to really pause, step away from that overwhelm and be with yourself for, it can take 5 minutes, and then break it down. I'll really brain dumping it on a paper thinking, like when you get it out of your head and onto the paper, it releases so much. And then you're able to be like, oh, that's easy. That's easy. That I could do. That's right in front of me. Or you jump on a call with other women that are in business and working through things, and you feed off each other, and you're like, oh my gosh, I could do this and this and this and this. Creates that space to not only get clear, but to give you those next step, the next 3 steps. And that is how you break away from always feeling overwhelmed and run by your to-do list. Really, most of the time, your next step is right in front of you. I take my clients through this framework. It's release, clarify, activate. And the way to get clear is to really release first. Now, that can be releasing feelings that are in your body. That could be releasing thoughts that you are having, figuring out what is blocking you, coming up with a way to just brain dump everything and then vision map it. So, but nothing happens without releasing, because then you just hold on to things and you get into this cycle of what am I doing next? What am I doing next? What am I doing next? You get to a point of overwhelm, which eventually leads to burnout the first, or you can get caught in what everyone else is doing and what you think you should be doing and what someone else tells you to do. That is why the first step before you get clear is releasing what no longer serves you. And that gets very personalized with every individual, because everyone needs to release something else. So they need to, whether it's energetically, whether it's just something that they're holding on to. And then you get clear, and then you activate, you take action, and all those 3 go together. It's not like a step by step. Release, get clear, take action. Next step. Release, get clear, take action. Through it all, which is the middle, you then, the fears come up, the imposter syndrome, the comparison, and then that's what we work through together. So you get to the action piece clear, and then through that, detach from the outcome, because you will get yeses, you will get no's, you will get comments, you will get rejected. You will get praise, and you celebrate yourself in the middle of it. This past week, again, the conversation that I've been having is everyone is like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. This feels like a pause in my life. And now, you know, then it's November, and then it's December, and then it's January 1. And I'm always on this cycle of stopping and starting. And the way to get off the cycle is to be with what is, accept where you're at, release it. Whether releasing could even be on paper, it could be talking to somebody, it could be reaching out to someone, it could be moving your body because you're moving the energy, and then just get clear on that one next step. And most of the time, it is the next step that is right in front of you. So overwhelm can cloud our judgment, can even cloud our vision. And just when we really release that, we can see what's right in front of you. So what is right in front of you? What are you struggling with right now? What is one problem or one thing that you are stuck on that you can do a quick release that feels good for you and open your eyes to the solution or to your next step that's right in front of you? And going back to the environment, there's so much that is going on right now that is so not in our control. And it affects us, like, right? Of course it affects us, but you get to decide how much it affects you, because everything that's going on right now, there's so much fear. It activates this part of our brain. When we're in fear, then we're always in this state of stress, like what's going to be, what's going to happen. Try to bring it down to what you can control, how you can look at it. Sometimes it's prayer. Sometimes it's reaching out and asking how someone is. Sometimes it's donating, contributing. How can you contribute? Because when things are out of your control, the first thing is connection. You want to connect to others. You want to connect to yourself, and an in-person connection really helps release that like serotonin. And then the next thing is contribute. So sometimes when things are going on that are so outside of us, but we care so deeply, how can we contribute? How can we give back? How can we be of help to the situation that's on our heart and on our mind? And that will help you not feel stressed all the time. And I know that I have been going through this. So I really had to step back and center myself, see again, where can I connect and where can I contribute as well? And what can I do for the things that are on my heart? And then that releases a lot of the fear and overwhelm. So this episode kind of went in a few directions. And let me know how you're feeling today and what you're struggling with. And that can be the release right there. And until next time.